Christ's office magnified. The incarnation of Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory, is the great theme of the gospel. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him. The acceptance or rejection of this vital truth is one of the divinely appointed tests of one who claims to have the gift of prophecy. Believe not every spirit, writes the Apostle John, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. False prophets do not exalt Christ. They rather draw attention to themselves. Speaking perverse things, they draw away disciples after themselves. To accomplish this, they teach in a manner to please the carnal mind of those who in their hearts say to the seers, "See not," and to the prophets, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things." These alleged prophets or teachers are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. In the teachings of Mrs. White, Christ is recognized and exalted as the only Savior for sinners. Than Christ there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. In her own work for the Master, she exemplified the following instruction given by her to her brethren in the ministry. Christ crucified, Christ risen, Christ ascended into the heavens, Christ coming again, should so soften, gladden, and fill the mind of the minister that he will present these truths to the people in love and deep earnestness. The minister will then be lost sight of, and Jesus will be made manifest. Lift up Jesus, you that teach the people, lift him up in sermon, in song, in prayer. Let all your powers be directed to pointing souls, confused, bewildered, lost, to the Lamb of God. Lift him up, the risen Savior, and say to all who hear, "Come to him who hath loved us, and hath given himself for us." Let the science of salvation be the burden of every sermon, the theme of every song. Let it be poured forth in every supplication. Bring nothing into your preaching to supplement Christ, the wisdom and power of God. Hold forth the word of life, presenting Jesus as the hope of the penitent and the stronghold of every believer. Reveal the way of peace to the troubled and the despondent, and show forth the grace and completeness of the Savior.